Is there a fire in your heart? Do you live in a climate that requires heat in the winter? If so, what method do you use to keep yourself warm? Many people have a gas or electric furnace that keeps a constant temperature throughout their home without doing anything more than setting the temperature and paying the utility bill. My furnace quit working a few winters ago. We replaced the furnace with a wood box in our fireplace. It does the job well enough, but requires much attention to keep the fire burning, but it's worth the effort. Being able to watch the flames, feel the heat, and know the fire is safely contained is peaceful and calming to my heart. How do you feed the fire of your heart? Is it on auto set, holding a steady temperature? How cold would you get before you realized the furnace was no longer working? How long would your heart huddle in a corner, looking for a flicker of warmth? My heart has gone through more than one cold spell while I shivered under a blanket, sure it would turn to ice any moment. With closed eyes and ears, arms wrapped tightly around myself, I would shut the world out and wait. Wait for what? Someone to save me from me. I needed to replace the furnace with a firebox. Something that only works well when I continually feed it. What is the temperature of your heart right now? Using Paul's words, I pray that he will give light to the eyes of your hearts so that you will understand the hope to which he has called you, what rich glories there are in the inheritance he has promised his people, and how surprisingly great is his power working in us who trust him. It works with the same mighty strength he used when he worked in the Messiah to raise him from the dead. Ephesians 1:18-20. Let those words be your fire today. Share the warmth.